Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about pricing strategy.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We want to talk a little bit about pricing strategy. One thing I've picked up on in residential, anyway, is that a lot more properties more recently have come out of the gate at a price and had to adjust that price prior to receiving an offer. So they're not hitting the price out of the gate.
I was anticipating that you're saying the price is coming down.
Well, you know, I don't know if that's what I'm studying right now. Are the sellers too optimistic coming on the market and they're raising their own price prior to hitting the market, or are they hitting the market where they would have previously and the market's adjusting? I think it's prior. I think it's actually that there's something going on in regards to the mind psychology of sellers.
Well, and it's interesting because nationally, now, of course, this stuff goes on my blog and somebody would have to look at the date that we're speaking, but nationally, home prices have declined 3 months in a row, which is interesting. That's a sign of what? Exuberance on the part of the sellers, not matched by capacity on the part of the buyers. That's how I read that.
As you can see, we're trying to get our bearings as quickly as we can ahead of you so that we can coach and counsel in regards to that. What these indicators are, we've seen them before, having been in the business for a bit of time, and we know that what we've got to watch right now is keep our finger on the pulse in regards to the consumer. There's been a bump in interest rates for residential financing. That bump sounds like it's just a bump for now, and it shouldn't be wiggling too much in the short term, but it will, in fact, impact consumers.
As that happens, it's an interesting philosophy. How do I then price in a market that is no longer increasing at X percent per month or X percent per year? How do I anticipate where I need to be in order to sell what I want to sell? Now, there's probably a good reason that I'm selling what I want is because I'm going to get something different that I want even more.
And the buyer's capacity at the same time is diminishing slightly when the interest rate goes up. So that combination is something we do need to grab hold of and get our heads around quickly.
Well, and it's interesting. Anytime it's a very predictable market, things are going as they did a while back, and it just continues on. As soon as there's a speed bump in the road, there is a mental adjustment like, oh, gee, I've missed it. Okay, well, I'm going to sit down for a while. And the kind of people taking that exhaling breath is interesting.
We'll grapple with this new strategy out there and talk pricing next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.